I'm still laughing. Like, I'm literally still laughing. That James Kelly. Like, normally, flight deck, your nonsense about your nonsense does not make me laugh at all, but credit where credit's due. That was really funny. I'm still laughing at that. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So I just ended the Big Head Bet segment by asking James Kelly, is there anything else that interests you this weekend? He said, yes. Yes, in the name of workplace violence, I've got RIT minus 220 against Hawk. And a Hawk was like, what? Wait, what? What's he saying? What's he talking about? Hold up. Shut up. I want to hear this. And we're getting a lot of reaction. If you want to react to it, you go right ahead. At SA Sports Honk tweets, Rome, don't underestimate Garrett Ritt. He has the superhuman strength of a senior citizen fighting for the last pork rib at the early bird buffet. Bill Ratka tweets, when is the pay-per-view for the Adam Hawk versus Garrett Ritt fight? Take my money now. Hashtag workplace violence. Hitman Canadian tweets, the XR4TI is a well-assembled team today. Signed, IKEA. And Mailman Casey tweets, is there a prop bet on this, whether or not Ritt will use... Is there a prop bet on whether or not Ritt will use pocket sand to blind his opponent? Bravo. I don't know, like, I didn't even hear all of the analysis from the flight deck because I was laughing so hard. It was just so funny the way he started to break that thing down, all deadpan the way he does, in all seriousness. And then when Hawk jumped in, and Hawk was so offended that James Kelly would question his stamina. And when Kelly started to defend his stance, Hawk blurted out, hey, dude, I ran a marathon. And James Kelly said, quote, back in March, Hawk. To which Hawk responded, yeah, and I've lost 30 pounds since then. It's good stuff, fellas. Well done. 12 Wood, my entire savings and your bitcoins. Ritt wins. Since I've been a clone, I've seen Hawk on the floor, injured from putting on shoes, hitting his heads on cameras, and limping to your desk. Plus, Ritt looks a smidge psychotic. You know how I know that was a good segment? That produced 12 Wood's best take ever. Ritt does look a smidge psychotic. Hawk has done all those things, had all those things happen to him, but I'm not going to crack on him for hitting his head on the camera because I did too. In fact, pretty much we've all done it. And I wasn't right for about a week. At Table Slam Family tweets, we want Ackerman v. Bogish on the Ritt v. Hawk undercard. 512 Lumber tweets, I'd pay a lot just to see that fight. Yeah, understand this. These two guys, they like each other a lot. They respect each other a lot. They're probably not going to fight. But then again, I probably thought the same thing about Colombo and Judge. And according to initial reports, Colombo broke Judge's face. Dear Jim, come strong, Helwani, because your ass in a war. Signed, Big Head. Breaking down Ritt v. Hawk was amazing.
Come strong, Israel. Cause your ass in a war. Well, but dog, man, almost choked on my spit. That rapping game is hard, dog.
Right? Hawk has the tats necessary for MMA, but Ritt has the baldness. Eileen Ike. Bretton Bugaw. This is why this is such a good segment, because people who normally have the worst takes ever are responding with pretty good takes. At Wooden Laconic. Cue the obligatory spitting Dr. Pepper all over my keyboard tweets. The Adam Hawk versus Garrett Ritt fight breakdown takes it. War imaginary workplace violence. Like, even the responses that aren't that funny have me laughing. That was the funniest moment on the show in a long time. In a long time. Hey, Rome, War XR4TI bitch sessions on air. Warhawk using "you suck" is a take. Shannon SLO. I almost want to play it back so I could hear it myself because I didn't listen. I couldn't hear half of it. I was laughing so hard. Nathan tweets, mushroom powder versus hot cocoa. I'm taking the powder. All right, this is the ultimate who you got. Who you got? Old man Rit and his old man strength and the fact that he's part psycho, or Hawk, a younger, fitter Hawk. This is what I mean. People who normally have terrible takes are responding with pretty good takes. That's how good the segment is. It was able to raise everybody's ability up. Check this guy, Romy. Adam Hawk is going psychotic. He's bleeping, beating people up, and we need help. Regards Rome calling the authorities on a very angry Adam Hawk destroying the studio after Flight Deck's fight pick. See, again, that's pretty funny. That's from Geoff and Lincoln. He's never funny. 512 Lumber is back in. Hey, dude, I ran a marathon. Is the new do you know who I am? Like, it's all funny. 512
Lumber,
I can't stop. I am Team Hawk. He's crafty. Did you see the way he got that discount on those shoes? In other words, he'll cheat. He's dirty. He's slimy. He'll do what he has to do to win. Bill Ratka is in. Did you notice how James Kelly didn't question Alvin DeLauro's stamina?
No, he did not.
Alvin, have you got like just a sliver of that, just a little bite from that that I could hear back? Because I feel like I missed some good stuff. I was laughing so hard. It's all right if you don't. Man, that was absolutely incredible. Did I mention at the top of the hour, the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Hey, Deck, your head is so big right now. Your head was already too big. I mean, literally too big. If you were a size 8 cap before then, you got to be a 12 right now. Dude, you should walk off on that. You will never top that moment.
You can be my wingman.
Your breakdown of workplace violence between Rit and Hawk. Hey, Jim, that rapping game is hard, dog. Signed, Dasmati wrapping fake gifts under the town hall Christmas tree. Mike in Buffalo, helping him. Wow. James Kelly, that was something else. Did not expect that. I'm just letting that breathe. Because for a moment, I had a hard time breathing. Workplace violence. He comes out of nowhere, off the top rope, to break down the potential in-office fight between Rit and Hawk. Wow. Again, they like each other. They respect each other. Kevin Riley tweets, how about a special guest referee with the Good Brothers?
Brother.
They would do it. They're good brothers. Shout out to Carl and Luke. At Yellow Weasel tweets, workplace violence is a serious thing. It's not something to make light of. Signed, Nancy Kerrigan.
Why?
Imagine Hawk sneaking in with a lead baton and smashing Rit on the knee with it. Here's the thing I'd say about Rit. Rit's got a lot of negatives. Rit's got a lot of things that work against him. But the thing that works in his favor is the guy's like unflappable. Like he doesn't blink. He doesn't back up. Like Hawk could run him over and drag him. And Rit would be like, that all you got? I had a Swanson's. A Swanson Salisbury steak for dinner or for breakfast. Is that all you got? Rit, I got to tell you something, man. You eat some of those frozen foods that you have for lunch. I had when I was 9. What are you doing eating a Swanson's or a Hungry Man Salisbury steak for lunch? Dude, your new frozen lunch is called Devour. What? Scarf didn't want any of that. A big box of frozen banquet fried chicken for lunch didn't want any of that. Dude, your culinary habits are unbelievable. But you know what, though? He's in training. He's in training for his fight with Hawk. That's why he's going with the Salisbury steak hungry man for lunch. You got to admit, man, Hawk eats a lot cleaner. Did James Kelly just pull off the XR4TI's greatest divide and conquer? 512 Lumber is beside himself. Like, he can't get the tweets out fast enough. Hey, Rome. Warrit throwing mothballs at Hawk. And Hawk spraying patchouli oil at Rit. Like, right in my eye. Unbelievable. We got...
right in my face.
We got an entire segment out of that last segment and almost a whole segment out of it this segment. Hey, Rome, Rit killed Tom Hanks. He'll make Bird tap. He did kill
Tom
a man.
Hanks went belly up as well. So
he did kill a man. He did kill a man, Hawk. Rich Ackerman's in on Twitter. I'll take the old man. Boy, Hawk, you're not getting a lot of support here. Rich Ackerman went against you.
Bring it on.
I said, Hawk, you're not getting a lot of support here. Quote, that's nothing new. I wonder if the line is moving. Stucknut's in. Rit still eats Spam. Is that true? I've never had Spam. 1-800-636-8686. Trying to get back to the program, but it's almost impossible to do so. Jeff in SoCal is in. Hawk v. Rit would be Barker v. Sandler on Happy Gilmore 2.0. You know what, Jeff? Solid. This is what I mean. When you have all these guys that normally have terrible takes and even worse tweets, and they're all pretty good, that means that there was some really good content. It elevated everybody's game. Carl and Prescott. Wore those hungry man desserts being hot after 6 minutes in the microwave while the vegetables remain ice cold. I've never understood that. I've never understood why, if you've got four compartments on that tray, why they don't all heat equally. I mean, this is not a fresh take, but it's definitely a true take, universal take. The dessert is 9,000 degrees. It always tastes like crap. It's always that little, like, apple cobbler or peach cobbler or raspberry cobbler that gets up to like 9,000 degrees, while as the peas and carrots, I know you've never had either, Rit, the peas and carrots are like, they're still ice cold. They're in the same tray that's spun around in a circle in the same microwave. How are they not the same temperature? Iron Dad X3000 tweets, yo, old man, save me the brownie from your kid cuisine. I mean, honestly, I'm not here to judge. And I'm not here to say that I'm better than anybody, because I'm not. We know this for sure. I'm the first one to say it. But dude, who eats that crap? But like 9-year-olds, when your parents go out. Isn't that what your parents feed you when they go out? I can remember sitting there and having that. And it tastes like crap. And I was 9. At One Outlaw Swagger. Hawk, I ran in a marathon. Rit, I invaded Normandy Beach in 1944. Your point? Rit in a first round TKO. War Cody the Ragdoll Cat versus Ira Craig in a catfish boneyard match. Man, is this thread dead yet? I hope not. That was so fun. That was so great. All right, let me get out right now because we're going to talk to America's wide receiver. He plays for America's team. He is Rashard Higgins. That's coming up next. Good job, XR4TI. Good job, big bleeping head, James Kelly. There is no ordinary travel card, this one I'm talking about, because this is a travel card that lets you earn unlimited double miles that you can actually use. Miles you don't even have to use for air travel. It is the Capital One Venture card. Right now you can earn 100,000 bonus miles you can actually use. redeemable for things like vacation rentals, car rentals, and more when you spend $20,000 in your first year. Capital One, what is in your wallet? Let's hope it's the Capital One Venture Card. Limited time offer. Terms do apply. You want to see CapitalOne.com for details. I've got mine. Get yours. CapitalOne.com. CapitalOne.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I'm Jim Rome. If you know anything about me, if you know anything about this program, you know I am here for America's team, the Cleveland Browns. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns. We are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Browns. He had 3 receptions, 48 yards in Sunday's win over Houston. More than 1,200 career yards, 9 career touchdowns. He was an All-American at Colorado State. He was the 172nd pick back in 2016. Cleveland is 6-3. They're at home against Philadelphia on Sunday. Rashard Higgins joins us. Rashard, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, boss. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. It's great to have you on. Listen, I know you're getting ready for Philadelphia, but I've got to get you, if you don't mind, to take me back to Sunday's win over the Texans. What was going through your head when Nick Chubb broke off that run late in the game and then stepped out of bounds right before the end zone?
It's funny you say that. I got a lot of people asking me the question, man, would you have scored that ball on that run that Chubb stepped out on the one? I said, definitely. I definitely would have scored. We definitely would have been walking the red carpet. But you know what? That goes to show you what kind of guy Chubb is. You know, he knows the situation. He knows the down and distance. He didn't want to put any exclamation on the win. You know, he just stepped out on the one, and he was victory over Houston.
That's a great response by you, starting with that laugh. Like, Rashard, I mean, that was then. You've all moved on. But the way you laughed when I posed that question, like, how many people have asked you about that? And generally, how do they ask the question? What do they want to know? Like, what the hell was he doing?
Definitely. Another thing they talk about always is, man, Chubb messed up my fantasy points.
Oh, yeah.
And all this. And it's, I'm like, man, as long as we win, that's all we care about, you know?
You know, exactly. It's not only that, it's like the fantasy team, it's the guys who got down, the guys who gambled. I thought that Kyler Murray had an amazing statement when he was on Twitch and somebody hit him up with, man, you guys didn't kick that point after that, cost me $2,000. Kyler hit this cat with, quote, unfortunate, bro. Unfortunate, bro. I thought that was such a great line. Like, you guys are doing your job, man. The scoreboard, you're supposed to win the game, and you did. We're talking to Rashard Higgins. There was also a great moment in the third quarter of Sunday's game when you were on a route and the DB committed PI, and you made sure to point that out to him. I thought that was great, too. What was going through your head on that play and then after that play?
You know, had a little inside fade route. I believe it was on Vernon Hargraves, and I did a hell of a job of selling it. You know, he had minor contact, but it was contact on that play. And, you know, I'm just out there having fun, doing what I love to do, and doing it with my team. We were winning. We were up, I believe, 7-3, if I'm not mistaken, 7-3 or 10-3, one of those. And, you know, we're winning, just having a little fun. That's all it is.
I like it. Rashard Higgins is joining us. Now, you guys have won games that have been low scoring. You've won games that have been shootouts. Like, what's it say about this team that you can find different ways to win no matter how that game is going?
It shows that we got a lot of resiliency. You know, Coach Stefanski does a hell of a job of preaching us, telling us that things might not go our way sometimes. You know, there might be times where we might be down or we might be up, but just stay consistent. You know, stay with the game plan, keep a level head, and things will go our way at the end of the day. You know, look up at the scoreboard in the fourth quarter and see where we at and where we stand.
Rashard Higgins is my guest. You know, something else that strikes me about this team is it's like there's so many different guys that step up at different times. For instance, one week it might be Baker Mayfield. Another week it might be Nick Chubb. You've got all the weapons in the receiver room. As an example, in that Cincinnati game, Odell goes down early on with a season-ending knee injury, and then you go off for 6 receptions, a career-high 110 yards. How much pride was there for you in the way you stepped up in that moment?
No, I practiced my ass off, you know, and when my moment comes, you know, I always thought of myself having that moment, you know, and it so happily happened when Odell went down, and here it was. You know, it presented itself, and I stepped up to the plate, had full confidence, and I did what I've been doing all my life, and that's play football, catch the ball.
No, Rashard, not only, it seems to me, do you practice your ass off, you interview your ass off. Man, I got so much respect and appreciation for somebody who can come on the program, be in the moment, and enjoy the conversation, man. Good on you. Props to you. Props to you. I appreciate that. Sincerely, as somebody who hosts this show now for a long time, I like that.
Hey, listen here. I'm big on energy. My mom always tell me, give off energy you want to receive, you know, and that's how it is in life. So I'm a firm believer in energy.
Oh, dude, I love that. I love that you're a firm believer in energy. That is so good that your mom told you that, man. Give off the kind of energy that you want to receive in return. That is great. Like, what else does moms have? What are some other things that she taught you? Man, I love that.
I appreciate it.
What else did she tell you besides that?
Just keep working hard, you know. Work hard and just never give up. I've been one of those. Growing up was hard, and making it to the NFL wasn't so easy as it may seem, you know. I did my thing in college, and coming to Cleveland, you know, I've been around the 0-16 team, you know, we won 1-15, and I seen it all, you know. I seen a lot of players come through here. I seen different coaches come through here, you know, and at the end of the day, it's how you carry yourself, you know, how you carry yourself, how you go in, day out about your business. And I try to be about my business day in, day forward.
Listen, we're talking to Rashard Higgins. There's a lot in that answer. Like, you have seen all that. I mean, you've been there. I was going to ask you about that. You've been through the 0-16 season. You've been through the 1-15 season. You've seen the coaches come and go. You've seen players come and go. You're still there. Having gone through all that, having endured all of that, man, what's it feel like to be 6-3 and right in the middle of the playoff fight, given everything you've been through and seen?
Listen, I can tell you, it feels a whole lot better than being a 0-8 right now. You know, just having that feeling of being 16, whatever, right now, we know we not done, you know. And I feel like for a lot of guys that's been here last year and the years previous, we know that at any moment things can go south, you know. So trying to stay consistent is a big thing to us, head down and just keep moving forward, you know.
I do know, Rashard. I mean, as much as a guy like me could know, yeah, I do know. You know, going back to that game against Cincinnati, you had the really memorable catch in the fourth quarter on that game-winning drive when Baker hit you down the right sideline. Is it true that before that play, you told him to look for the back shoulder, and he said, quote, to hell with that, I'm throwing the ball down the field, and you're going to go get it, end of quote. Is that how that went down?
That's definitely how it was, word for word. We was in the huddle. I said, Baker, look, be ready for that back shoulder, man. He might be on top of me. The hell with that, he said. I'm throwing it down there, and you're going to make this play. And I made the play, and here we go. DPJ with a touchdown, game-winning touchdown.
So what's that say about his confidence that he has in you and the chemistry and connection the two of you have on the field?
That just goes to show you that he believes in me. You know, he believes in me, and I believe in when he's down, I try to pick him up, and you know that's just receiver to quarterback relationship. You know, we have a special connection that everybody loves to see, and we love to show it off on Sundays.
Rashard Higgins joining me for a couple of more moments. We're just chopping it up. You also have a great nickname, Hollywood. And by the way, you got to have a lot of game and a lot of it to have a nickname like that. And I think that you've got both the game and the it to back it up. Who dropped that on you initially, and how do you feel about that nickname?
The guy's name is Chris Sampson. He was my little league coach back in Dallas. I played for the Muskie Hawks, and I was a little flashy kid. You know, I was flashy. I had the swag and scoring touchdowns, you know, laying the big hits on defense. And he named me Hollywood. He named me Hollywood. The name stuck around. And here I am, 26 years old, with a nickname Hollywood, you know, with a smile that brightens everybody's day up.
Absolutely. And in the NFL, living the dream. Listen, it was announced this morning, before I let you go, that Myles Garrett is on the COVID list. He's going to be unavailable to play on Sunday. Knowing what he has meant to your defense and the huge season he's having, what was your reaction to that news?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, just knowing that we can't have our brother out there, I think for 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. But you know what? It's time for somebody else to step up. You know, just like when Odell went down, I stepped up to the plate. Somebody else got to step up to the plate and do the job to the best of their ability. You know, here it is, an opportunity for someone, and it just presented itself. So we'll see who fills those shoes Sunday.
Hey, Richard, one last thought, because you mentioned Odell. Like, I have no idea what that would be like, but what's it like? It's business. It's a next man up league. But if you guys are brothers and you're out there and you're sacrificing, you're paying the price, and one of your brothers just goes down like that during a game, and you know what they're dealing with, right? They're going to go away for a year, and they're going to have to rehab, and that might be a part of the business. But what's that like to just pick up and keep moving after seeing something like that happen to your brother?
It was hard. It was hell of a hard moment, you know, going back into that locker room during halftime and watching John Odell for, I believe, 2 or 3 years, and just seeing something like that happen, seeing him put in the work in the off season, him manifesting his goals of what he wanted out of this year. And you know, he's very passionate about the game, and for something like that to happen, you never want that to happen to a brother like yours. You know, heartbreaking moment, and I mean, it's not much more I can say about that. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts like that. He is a wide receiver for the Browns. He played his college ball at Colorado State. He was an All-American there. Cleveland is 6-3. They're at home against Philadelphia. He is Rashard Hollywood Higgins. I have no idea why it took us as long as it did to come together, but man, I am so happy we did. Promise me we'll do that again. Great to have you on the show, and you crushed that, Hollywood.
Jim, I appreciate you for having me.
I appreciate you very much, man. Thank you so much, Rashard. Great job. You made the show so much better. That's all I've ever asked of anybody. Can you elevate the program? He just did, with the right energy. He's a big energy guy. God, I love that. I love that. If you have the right energy, you will attract certain things. If you have the right energy, you can attract certain people. What a great message. What a great interview. This is why they're freaking America's team, and they pump me up so much. Right there is America's wide receiver. And America's quarterback is throwing him the football. Could not be happier with Rashard Higgins. What a great conversation. All right, when we come back, Alvin's week that was, the ATP, some reaction, and more. I want to remind you that I will be on the NFL Today on CBS on Sunday. Can't wait for that. You want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We are close. We are convenient. We are known for our guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people that you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Time. So I don't want to belabor the point, but I want to make the point. I want to hammer this point really quickly. Welcome back. I've got Alvy's Week That Was coming up. I've got an ATP coming up and more. The point that I want to make is about guests. And we do guests every single day. And some guests are amazing. Some, frankly, are not good at all. And some are just kind of average. But we do our best to find the most interesting stories and the most interesting people. And I value the platform greatly. I feel like there are certain people that you might not know about that you deserve to know about. So we do the best we can in trying to book the show every single day. But rare is the guest that makes it much, much better. I'm just being honest, right? I mean, you listen, you know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm not speaking out of school. Rare is the guest that in and of itself is good content, or that makes it better, or makes me better, or has that kind of energy. Rashard Higgins was one of those guys. And it literally started even before he got on the air. Because I had never spoken to him before, little inside baseball for you. Because I had never spoken to him before and wanted to, had been looking forward to it but never had, Ritt was the one who picked up the phone because Hawk was like low on stamina and left the office or whatever he did. He left the studio for whatever he did. He went to bake. He went, I don't know, Hawk, whatever you do. Ritt picks it up. So I said to Ritt, how does he sound? And old man yelled at me like he always does. Sounds great. He said, he sounds great. He said to me, what's going on? It's Hollywood. And I'm like, man, I knew I would, but I love this guy already. Set the tone before he even got on the air. That's the kind of energy you want, man. No wonder they love this guy. If he can have that kind of energy now, that kind of effect on me through a phone line, you know, a couple thousand miles away, I would imagine that's the kind of guy you want around your locker room, the kind of guy you want on the practice field. And then there's another thing. I wanted to ask him about his dog. He's got a dog. There's this awesome video of him and his dog. He found his dog. He's just gushing over this dog. What I'm saying is that rare are people like that, that bring that kind of energy, that lift everybody else up around them. So Hollywood, nice job. And one last thing about Hollywood, another reason I love this guy, his Twitter handle is @callmewood. So strong. All right, let's get to the ATP. ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, of course. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Rome, obvious ATP here. Who you got? Hawk or Ritt? Ward James Kelly going all Don King and starting bleep. You mean like James Kelly stomping a dude out? Don King did. He killed a guy. Who do I got? You know, I hate to say this. I don't want to be the guy that wouldn't go there, but I don't really want to go there. These guys, look, I'm not going to go there, Ritt. I got Ritt. Ritt's tough, man. Like, Hawk's in much better shape, and he's younger. But like I said, Ritt's like a caveman. Like, Ritt's a tough old dude. I got to go Ritt. No offense, Adam. Let's see. Romy, Rashard Higgins' laugh is what I envision Hawk sounding like when he has that perma grin after hitting the hippie lettuce. Gee, off in Lincoln. That's another thing. Another reason I love this guy, he probably been asked that question a million times. And when you ask athletes questions they've heard, they just kind of like, they sigh, they roll their eyes. He just laughed. He thought it was funny. Joe Mayo tweets, isn't Hawk a baker? Heads can't fight. Old man by knockout inside of 1 minute. Nobody's taking you, Hawk. Nobody. John in New York tweets, Hawk will become the new Target mascot after that geezer dots both of his eyes. Alvy, are we ready to do this? Let's do this. The week that was. They probably heard that and you thought, damn, we're dropping bombs. You know why that is?
I informed the crew that right before I came into the studio, I had gone with the famous mushroom powder, mushroom powder. I threw some in my nitro brew.
Dude, I've got a ton of show
for you today. Let's get it.
Downfield, puts it up for grabs, and it is caught.
How many other quarterbacks, though, can make that play? How many other quarterbacks can keep that play alive and then throw that kind of a ball with the game on the line? Name another guy who can do that.
Below, not good.
Twitter.
cocked my pants and hyper-extended my scrotum, all in 30 seconds. So thanks, boy. We were able to ice your junk.
The 2020 Masters. The long-awaited Masters.
He may seem relaxed, maybe he talks a little bit slower than the most, but it doesn't mean he doesn't want it. The guy is just that good. And maybe he is that dumb.
The dumbest, smartest guy.
Should all be that dumb.
Well, I committed to the wrong wind.
Second touchdown of the game.
Oh, Mapletron.
Mapletron, if you need him. Canadian Paconatron didn't want any of that. Denimatron didn't want any of that.
Mapletron.
They're 9-0 now.
John Rothstein.
How surreal was it not to have March Madness?
It was unfathomable. I felt for 11 months I was working on baking the ultimate cake. And then somebody all of a sudden told me, you can't have dessert.
Foles is on his back and not
moving. It will
take
a miracle for this team to turn it around. And I don't see a miracle happening anytime soon.
Dang, Rome, why are you so mad?
Because I had to sit through that entire game last night. That's why.
Let's go to the phones.
Good to have you on the show. Nick, how are you?
This is actually Nick Foles in Chicago. Weren't even a gun holster for a jock strap.
Paul Christ, how were you able to play that focused and that sharply after such a long layoff?
You open up and we got two takeaways early and able to capitalize on those. I think a lot of credit just to the individuals, just kind of being in the moment and making the most out of it.
Pocket collapsing on Drew Brees and he gets...
Three fractured ribs, two more fractured ribs, and a punctured lung. Is that all? A ruptured spleen was not a part of that. Why not throw in a lacerated kidney while you're at it? I don't just want this big three in Brooklyn. I need it. We all need it. And more than needing it, we deserve it. Give it to us, Houston. Give the people what they want. An all-time train wreck.
Stop. Trains can't.
He is Sam Amick.
I'm here for it. It's an incredible mixture of transcendent talents, but also very unique personalities. Would love to see it.
Hell yes. Make that happen. My man just referred to sex as a competition. Dude, you are winning. Well, he was. Until USADA knocked on his door and called an early stoppage to the fight.
The only chance Buffalo has of winning any type of championship is if Rick in Buffalo rips a... if he rips the smack off. So.
Ian Book.
You know, I watched the movie Rudy, and that was about it. And then I took my visit out here.
It's the most beautiful sight these eyes.
I saw something, and I felt really good about it, and it turned out to be an unbelievable experience.
What is with these people that use floss picks to clean the spaces between their teeth and then just throw them on the sidewalk or in the grocery store parking lot?
Amazing concert experience before the COVID ball dropped.
And I mean, this is not right New Year's at Times Square. This is COVID, man. It's just like 3, 2, 1. That giant ball of COVID just landed on 250,000 people. Bobby Cano.
Not don't you know?
This guy was thinking, hey, man, I've seen all these YouTube videos of Ben Johnson. Man, my man was fast. I wonder what that could do for me. I'd love to know where he found those roids. I wonder if he went online and went, ask Jeeves. Dana White's my guest.
I can't stand that guy. The language I want to use when we talk about Bob Arum, I can't on your radio show. But so you're mad because this kid goes out and does what he does, and he doesn't sell himself. No, that's your job, Bob.
We were talking to Preston Smith. What did it feel like that they wanted you as badly as they did?
I felt super loved. You know, I felt super loved and super wanted.
Can I get a DECA? No. No, 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 no.
Like the old man here, Jim, he's got combat experience. He fought in many wars and Bird. His stamina, it's a little increasingly declining.
Well, first off, what the hell is he talking about? I ran a marathon twice.
He's right.
That was in March, Hawk.
Rashard Higgins.
I'm good, boss. How you doing?
When Nick Chubb stepped out of bounds right before the end zone.
I definitely would have. Or we definitely would have been walking the red carpet. I practiced my ass off.
94.5%, yo.
Yo.
Throw the ball off.
Better catch my eye.
Just dizziness.
Stephon Diggs makes the catch.
Keep that sugar out your booger.
Unlimited.
All right, shrimp enchiladas forever.
We are not a Big Ten team.
Pitching a 10.
You have got to be kidding me.
Jim Rome Show.
Andrew Gruz here.
Oodles and oodles.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Listen here, I'm big on energy.
Eisenhower has made a career out of whooping ass.
You right, suck.
Man, freaking 2020.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
Good night now!
That is such an amazing effort, Alvin, as always. Quote, Eisenhower has made a career out of whooping ass.
It's lit!
Let's go to the phones in the Bay. Mike, it's good to have you. Mike, how are you?
Pimp in the box. What's up?
What's up?
Man, it feels good to talk to you again, Jimmy. Thanks for squeezing me in before the end. First of all, let me wish you and your family and the XR4TI2 a safe and wonderful holiday. And yes, I am Team Hawk over here. Anyone who runs a marathon in 6 hours or something deserves my unconditional support and pity. Jimmy, last time I called, I got racked, but that was way back in early 2019. Just like Mike and Indy, though, I'm going to pretend I'm still relevant here in the jungle. Heard you mention Bay Area guy in Hour 1, Jim, and you may remember my brand is Earthquake Smack, but it's also cracking on all the tech bags living up here in the Bay. But you know what happened, Jimmy? I got one of them high-paying tech jobs. I had to stop calling the show because now I was rolling in what I call Bay Area luxury, Jim. Bay Area luxury is having my own couch on my own street corner. Bay Area luxury, Jim, is using Tesla moonroofs for porta potties. Bay Area luxury, Jim, is getting my free tax-paid organic hypodermic needles. You could say life was good. But then, Jim, like most of America, COVID took that high-paying tech job away from me, and now I'm struggling. And since I'm unemployed like the rest of the clones, it's time to return to the jungle, Jim. Can someone give me Rick's address so I can drop off all my kids for some hot meals? Jimmy, how about some of that jungle karma for me? Help me return to the luxury I'm accustomed to. Albie, go ahead, put this call in next week's Week That Was. Unwar the abundance of COVID and Justin Turner's face pubes. I'm out.
You know what the hell? He's unemployed. He's had some bad breaks. Rack him again.
Rack him!
Face pubes. Got a special announcement from Dell Technologies. Black Friday is official here. You can save up to 50% on powerful computers with Intel Core processors that take your small business to the next level. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SB Black Friday. 877-ASK-DELL or dell.com/SB Black Friday. That was fun. Fun show. Have a great weekend.